speak that. I'm going to go in full confidence. I feel like the guys that I get to go against every day, you know, and Malcolm, Rodney, Ron, Nolan, Leo, and then some of the young guys that have come in and played really well, Jalen and CJ, you know, going against those guys every day for competition before I got hurt, I definitely felt like, you know, I was able to, you know, get my game to where if I was going to go in to a game, I would have been done pretty well. So, you know, I'm not really too worried about it. Obviously, you know, you do got to get in, get that feel for it. But, you know, all my preseasons that I've had, it's never been like a shock. Usually those first couple games, I'm usually able to get in and get going. So I'm looking forward to it.
You were a pretty big advocate for Sam when he was here. Mm-hmm. Had a good rapport built up with him. How difficult is it to change 8 days before the season opener and get that built up with another quarterback?
Well, you know, obviously it's not ideal. I was probably the biggest advocate for Sam coming back. You know, we built the chemistry, and it was something that I really wanted to carry forward going into the next season. But at the end of the day, too, you know, I think a lot of that was obviously the conversation because we knew how Sam ended the season. And also, you know, there was the unknown, and that was how the young quarterback would be. And, you know, once Carson came in, you know, he's been able to show that he can go out there, he can play. He's a leader. He can do a lot of great things on the field, whether it's passing and running. So, you know, when the situation came up, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, it's kind of like the writing on the wall. You know, we were the one team that essentially had two guys that you could look at as franchise quarterbacks, guys that you could implement on a team, and then you could go and compete at a high level. And so, you know, when you don't have a first-round pick the next year and then those decisions get made, it's one of those things where it's like, hey, you know, you just got to roll with it. That you got to deal with the facts. You got to keep going. The fact of the matter is I'm happy for Sam. You know, sometimes you worry about, you know, that's my friend now. So I also want to see him go to a good situation. I feel like he did. So I'm happy for him. He gets to go to a team that's a contender, and I'm going to continue to keep in contact with him. But as far as my team, I feel like we're in great hands. I feel like Carson is a guy for the future. I love his demeanor. I love his attitude, the way he attacks practice. He has a confidence. He has a humility about him, too. There's also a swagger about him that a lot of guys like and a lot of guys gravitate to. So, you know, it's kind of difficult, but at the same time, you got to roll with it, man. And I think Carson's the guy to do it.
Really, how long will it take, do you think, to develop that kind of rapport with, you know, with Carson as you have with Sam?
I think if you go look at Carson's first game, I think you'll be able to see kind of that. You know, he was able to do some pretty good things with a group of guys that he had never gone to an NFL game with. Now it's his first NFL game, but he had the type of savvy to where he could still make plays. He was fearless, and he went out there with the mindset of, I'm just going to go out here and play. I'm not going to worry about anything else. I'm going to go out here and be myself. And I noticed that, you know, I remember I cut on the film from rookie camp after his first couple of days here. And, I mean, if you know anything about football, you know the Y stick concept. You got two outs from the inside slot, guys, and then there's this go route that nobody's ever thrown since the history of football. He's just supposed to clear it out for the two out routes. And he threw like three of those in the hole. And I'm like, this is this dude's first day in the NFL on the job. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, this guy is competing against himself. And before, the whole narrative was, what was the one knock on him? Oh, he hasn't competed against anybody. Well, that doesn't matter to me. If you compete against yourself, I feel like you can always compete. And so that's why I felt like he was able to come in and show a good chemistry and a good rapport with some of the receivers in that first game. So I think with that mindset, we'll be able to go in and be able to fire on all cylinders. I mean, even me and Sam, our first game together in Atlanta, we still put up good numbers. He still put up good passing numbers to all the guys too. So I think we'll be able to do the same thing with Carson.
You played 8 games with Nick, 10 games with Mark Sanchez, 14 games with Sam. Do you feel like when you have the same quarterback, presumably Carson, for a number of years, that you'll be able to just kind of, you know, blossom and that maybe I understand everything you're saying about being able to, like, day one in Atlanta, but do you think the best Jordan Matthews will see is when you've got the same quarterback for a number of years?
Yeah, I hit on this a little bit yesterday, too. You know, it's something that I've actually been used to. When I was in high school, I played with 5 different quarterbacks. When I got to college, I ended up playing with 6 different ones. And then since I've been in the NFL, I've obviously going to be playing for 4 different ones. So, you know, it's something that I've kind of, like, grown to adapt to. But I felt like my best year, the year I was the most comfortable, was the end of my sophomore year in college going to my junior year. And that's when Jordan Rodgers came in halfway he wanted to bash the Red and our starting job, so he's a great competitor. I think he competes with the girls more, but that's another story. But still, halfway through my sophomore year, he came in and started. And at the end of my sophomore year, I ended with like 700 yards in like 5 games. We were able to work that whole summer. And then the next year, I had like 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns. And that was my first kind of big year in the SEC. And it was just like he knew where I was going to be, and I knew what he was thinking. And like I mentioned this before, it's a different thing when that guy's your brother and when he's your quarterback. Because when he's your quarterback, it's like, all right, I'm just doing my job. But when that's your brother, you're like, I got to get to 12 yards because I want him to be able to trust that I'm going to be where I need to be so that we can go out here and win football games, because I want him to be able to feed his family, and I know he wants me to be able to feed mine, and I want him to be just as successful as me, if not more. And when you start having that relationship where you want to give up of yourself for somebody else, that's when the games, they just happen. It becomes fun. It becomes something that everybody loves to enjoy. And like I said, Carson has that attitude. I feel like he has the ability to come in and have a demeanor where guys like Zach, Sproles, even Jason Peters, as long as he's been here, I've seen even JP, like, it's not like he's like, oh, come on, Rook. It's like Carson will say something, he's like nodding his head, all right. Like, that doesn't happen, you know? So there's something about him that I think guys like. So, yeah, obviously it is a thing that you got to adapt to, but that chemistry, the more it gets built, I think it's definitely going to help us. But I think with Carson, they can get built faster.
Was that the only time you've had the same QB 2 years in a row?
No. That was the only time, yeah. Oh, man, I don't really like to talk numbers. I mean, and that's just the honest truth. The funny thing is when everybody says, like, you know, Jordan, how many yards do you want a season? I'm like 3,000, you know, shut up. You know what I'm saying? So, because, like, if I go into a game and I say, okay, I want to get 1,000 yards this year, well, what if I can get 1,600? You know what I'm saying? Why would I short myself? Sometimes people say set goals, but my thing is, like, you know, just play with expectation in your heart that you're going to go hard every single play, and then – you know, I believe that the best is always going to come whenever you put your best foot forward. So I don't like to put, like, a number or something on anything, because then, like, you can actually end up playing under that, because then you start counting your numbers. Oh, I only got to get actually this many yards, this many games. I don't want to go in the game with that mindset. If we're running the ball game, I want to be, okay, I need to get these holes open for Ryan and Sproles when they get down the field. If we're out here passing, possibilities are endless. I don't want to be like, oh, okay, I got 100 yards this game, I'm cool. It's just the mindset of 6 seconds every single time I get out there, I got to go hard. So, you know, obviously I know it's like a benchmark for, you know, number one receivers and all that stuff, but my thing is I want to be the best teammate I can be, so that's kind of my mindset.
Jordan, from a number standpoint, though, you're the most accomplished wideout on the team. Do you anticipate anything different in terms of coverage, attention to opposing defenses, anything like that this season, now that you've been productive for your first 2 years?
I would expect it. I know, like, a lot of my friends, like, whenever they play against me in Madden, they're always like, all right, we're not letting you get any catches. So if it's anything like that, I would expect, you know, probably that there would be some road coverages. There would be some guys maybe following. You know, even in a situation like going to a game with Cleveland, you know, you have a cornerback like Joe Hayden. That would be something that, you know, obviously wouldn't surprise you. But my thing is I always take the attitude of I still got to worry about what I'm doing. You know, go out there, play hard, and then, you know, possibilities, you know, always will come. Will always be better if I just go work hard.
Frank Reich really praised Carson Wentz's ability to throw the fade pass. Is that something you've seen out of him in practice to this point?
Yeah. Carson loves throwing the deep ball. That's the one thing about him, man, that has been, like, a big topic for us. It's like, yo, some of those routes where you've just been running them for the love of the game for 15 years, you're just taking the top off, like, Carson, we're back and throw that thing. You know, it's nothing but land in North Dakota, so they just be slinging it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, dude, when you're going, go, like, look, because you don't want to be the guy who's, like, kind of jogging, thinking he's throwing underneath. He's letting that thing ride, you know? So that's one thing that I feel like he actually takes pride in, because he don't want that defense to come up. So he'll mention it to guys too. He says, hey, be looking for this deep ball because I might sling it up there. And he's not lying, man. So, you know, it's definitely something that he's really good at too. And I think it's going to really help us out.
Jordan, you talked about his demeanor a little bit. For a guy who's only really been with the starting offense for a week here, is his command of the huddle and of the offense right now, in your opinion, does it feel like it is veteran, like it is a Bradford out there right now?
They have different ways of going about things. So I think their tactics are a lot different. But I will say it does feel like a veteran command in there. I would definitely say that. It does not feel like it's a guy who's coming in there. He's not fumbling over words. He's not breaking the huddle and forgetting to bring somebody in motion. I mean, this guy's on his P's and Q's. He's definitely in his playbook. He's staying extra, looking at protections and blitz schemes with the linemen and Chase. And I think that's one thing you cannot overlook is how big Chase is, you know, in this whole equation too. Because, I mean, that's like having another coach out there, you know, for Carson too. So I feel like he's definitely had a veteran presence since he's been in there. And it really doesn't feel like it's this huge just drop-off. I mentioned that we were in OTAs. I said, you know, we got three quarterbacks that if you're a receiver, jump in with the ones. Jump in with the twos, the threes, down to the fives, because all these guys can command a huddle and all these guys can play football. And Carson definitely, man, like I said, I haven't seen any, like, rookie-type-ass things in there. It's like he comes in and commands like a veteran. I watch them for sure. I think more so I watch them more for the way they go about the game. I watch film every single morning. I'm actually going through just like some of Larry Fitzgerald's plays from last year. You know, I watch Jordy Boss. I watch guys from our class. I watch Odell, A-Rob, Jarvis for how he works in the slot. I do a lot of, you know, just studying those guys in between the actual film I'm doing to get ready for the game. So that's more so, you know, my relationship with them. Like I said, the worst thing you can do in this game ever is compare. You know, I know it sounds good, it's fun to talk about, and guys get up here and will be like, oh, I'm this and that, but you start comparing, that's the beginning of unhappiness, because it's just like the situations are different. I mean, you have guys that had crazy numbers in one system and then go to another place and you never hear about them again. So you just got to look at the situation you're in and make the best of it, and I feel like I'm in a good one, so I'm excited about it. You know, I took a mental approach more so than anything. And then also actually took that role of teacher. You know, sometimes I like to more so lead by example, go out there, practice hard. And then if I feel like I have to say something, then I might. But this was a situation where I couldn't go out there and do it by example. So it was like, you know, I got guys like PT, Marcus, Watford. And, you know, I'm pulling these guys to the side, and all I can do is teach. And what I realized is the more I spoke it, the more I was telling them how to do it, you know, it did two things. It increased my knowledge of it, but it also made me more accountable to it. It's like, I can't go tell this guy, hey, you need to make sure you get your depth on this, and then come back week one, and then I'm cutting it short. So it was a real good thing for me, just mentally getting my mind right, learning the plays, you know, getting more acquainted with them, but also understand, like, yo, if I want to come out here and teach these guys and tell them what to do, and I need to go out here and be a leader and show them how to do it whenever I get healthy. So that's kind of the role I had to take more so of teaching. I actually enjoyed it. It was kind of fun.
How excited are you to get going in this offense? In theory, you're going to be moving around more. Does that keep you more excited? Are you ready to go, missing all the preseason?
I'm excited just regardless. I'm excited about the people we have. You know, it's a young group. Everybody, you know, is when we go out there and practice, it's a good feeling, you know, in that huddle, man. And Carson, like I said, he's come in, he's commanded the huddle. But then I'm looking around, you got guys like Zach, you got Ryan and Sproles rotating in. What Trey's been able to do this camp and this preseason, I know he's going to come out and help us out a lot. And then just our receiving core. I mean, I'm the oldest one, and I'm 24, you know what I'm saying? So that's fun in itself, because we're with a group of guys and we're all growing together. So, I mean, it's exciting for me just to go into the season right now and say, okay, you know, nobody's talking about us. Nobody respects us. Great. I could care less, because the facts are we got to go out there, you know, line up and then go play football. So, you know, that's the most exciting part for me. I went to Vanderbilt, bro. Like, nobody talked about us. You know what I'm saying? So, like, people be like, this bar you? I'm like, it's kind of normal. You know, like, people are studying when they went to our game. So, it was kind of, you know, it's nothing, like, that's really surprising to me. So, I'm just excited to go out there and just play football.